Recorded Books presents Unsafe Haven by Lucy Burdett, narrated by Mia Barron. For the Jungle Red writers, dear friends, role models, and amazing writers. Chapter 1. Tonight, Addie's worst enemy might be an irritable cop, just bored enough to be curious. She ducked into the station and melted into the waiting crowd, most of them jazzed up to celebrate the night before New Year's Eve. As she groped in her pocket for the change she'd been saving, she caught a glimpse of herself in the metal frame of one of the posters lining the stairs to the subway. White face, huge eyes, the dirty and oversized clothing of a runaway. She bought a one-ride metro card, slashed it through the reader, and clacked through the gate onto the platform, softly chanting the directions Rafe had made her memorize. Subway from Harlem to Grand Central, shuttle to Times Square, N, Q, R, or W train to 33rd Street, PATH train to Hoboken.
Chicklet, what brings you out tonight?
Her heart plunged hearing her street nickname. It was Dez, the dealer who worked the grid a couple of blocks away from George's place. Addie always tried to stay far away from him. She'd seen what had happened to some of the other girls who'd taken the samples he offered and then got hooked and desperate, bad enough to service the special gentleman Georgia introduced them to. Dez sauntered over and squeezed her chin with cold fingers, turning her face, forcing her to meet his gaze.
Where are you going, girlfriend?
He wore his hair greased back into a ponytail, a fringed vest, his eyes dark and mean like a hungry reptile. Fear and the fetid heat of the subway tunnel pressed in, making her feel nauseous and crampy. She wrenched free, bolted to the trash can, Dez on her heels, and heaved out the contents of her stomach.
Whoa, said Dez, stumbling back. What you been drinking, baby?
Maybe if she ignored him, he'd leave her alone. At the very least, she knew he'd tell Georgia tomorrow that he'd seen her, maybe sooner. The subway car thundered through the tunnel and screeched to a stop in front of her. The people waiting began to shove forward. Without looking back, she drafted behind a tall man and flung herself through the doors, nearly landing on three girls dressed for a holiday party wearing Santa hats, spike heels, and loads of sparkly makeup.
Dude, watch where you're going, said one in a disgusted voice.
With no seats empty, Addie lurched from one pole to another and slumped in the far corner of the car, keeping an eye out for Dez. Once it seemed he hadn't followed her, she dropped her gaze to the speckled linoleum floor, which reminded her of the kitchenette in her mother's trailer in Waterbury. If only she had the kind of mother she could call when she was in trouble. The kind of mother who baked snickerdoodles to serve with a frosty glass of milk after school. Who brought saltines and ginger ale when her kid was sick. Fierce hot tears stung her eyes and she rubbed them away and straightened her shoulders. Halfway there, she just had to make it to Rafe. Now that she was speeding away from Georgia and not quite as scared, her stomach hurt so badly she could barely think. She squeezed her eyes shut and tried to imagine the beach Rafe had told her about, where there was always a party. She fingered his phone number on the scrap of paper in her jacket pocket. The subway car clattered through the Upper East Side and lurched to a stop at 42nd Street. She pushed out through the throngs, the people coming in as hurried as the ones going out, then made the transfer from the subway to the shuttle, and finally darted onto the F train. Almost there. At the next stop, she would take the PATH train that would cross the river and leave her in Hoboken, where Rafe would pick her up and take care of her. A bulbous-nosed man wearing a dirty blue cap with goofy ear flaps staggered on board behind her. He sat across from her and began to read a rumpled copy of the New York Post. A group of young men dressed in black clung to the pole nearest to her, taunting each other about how much they'd drink that night and who would nail the girls. The odors and noise of the car and the rocking motion made her feel as though she might vomit again. Or something worse, she was cramping.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?